from KQED.
Starting tomorrow, thousands of farm workers and their supporters from across the U.S. will gather in Bakersfield for a celebration of the 50th anniversary of the United Farm Workers. One of the featured speakers will be 82-year-old Dolores Huerta. She began organizing California farm workers together with Cesar Chavez 5 decades ago. Later this spring, she'll be honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca talked with Huerta about her long career championing the rights of farm workers, immigrants, and women.
Dolores Huerta was in her early 20s, a school teacher in Stockton, when she noticed some of her students showing up in raggedy clothes without any shoes. They were the children of farm workers, and she began to open her eyes to the lives of their parents.
Seeing the poverty that the farm workers were living in, and yet working so hard, one of the worst things is that there were no toilets in the fields for women or men. And women had to hide behind blankets or sheets or shirts, whatever they could to shield themselves when they had to go to the bathroom. You know, to think that the people that are, you know, picking your food don't have any place to go to the bathroom or didn't have any place to wash their hands.
Huerta decided to quit teaching and focus on improving the situation in the fields instead. She and Cesar Chavez co-founded what would become the United Farm Workers Union.
One of the first things that we got into our union contracts was that they had to provide cold drinking water for the workers, and they had to provide bathrooms and separate bathrooms for men and for women, and also provide farm workers rest periods.
Huerta has 11 children, and she juggled childcare and her role as the union's vice president. She won first-time reforms like unemployment insurance and medical and pension plans for farm workers. She proved a hard-nosed negotiator in a labor movement dominated by men.
At some point down the line, I mean, I became more sensitive to the chauvinism, and I thought, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture here. You know, we have women in the front of the picket lines. We have women that are going to jail. But somehow it's really hard to keep the women in leadership positions.
Although Huerta says Cesar Chavez was supportive of women in the farm worker movement, building child care centers and community kitchens, it's no secret the two leaders sometimes butted heads, especially when it came to strategy.
And I always use the example whether we should boycott potatoes or grapes, right? He wanted to boycott potatoes. And I said, no, Cesar, that's not going to work, because when people think of potatoes, they think of Idaho. They don't think of California.
But they do think of California when they think of grapes. And the union's table grape boycott put Chavez and Huerta's efforts in the national spotlight. In 1966, striking grape workers marched nearly 350 miles from the Kern County town of Delano to the steps of the state capitol. And a KQED news crew was there to capture Huerta's message to the lawmakers inside.
On behalf of all of the farm workers of this state, we unconditionally demand that the governor of this state, Edmund Brown, call a special session of the legislature to enact a collective bargaining law for the farm workers of the state of California.
You know, during that period of time, we had so much hope, you know, and our message was out there saying to the world that we're here and we exist and you can't ignore us.
It was Edmund Brown's son, Jerry Brown, who signed the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of 1975, the most protective labor law for farm workers in the country. It's no surprise that there's lasting animosity between the United Farm Workers and growers. The two groups still battle over regulations affecting farm workers to this day. And 50 years on, critics point to the union's declining membership and complicated internal politics. Still, 82-year-old Dolores Huerta has no plans to slow down. She runs a nonprofit in Bakersfield focused on increasing political participation among rural immigrant communities.
I really do believe that the only way that we can keep our democracy, the only way that we can get justice is by having people have a sense of their power. This is the only way that we can really achieve the goals that we need to make sure that we have a society that is equal.
President Obama has announced he will award Huerta the Presidential Medal of Freedom this year, along with a dozen other recipients, including Madeleine Albright, Bob Dylan, and the astronaut John Glenn. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
You can watch original KQED TV news reports of the great boycotts and strikes, including an interview with Cesar Chavez. Look for the links online at californiareport.org.